Task 10. You are going to listen to the story of one of the biggest flops in gaming history. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 10. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Okay, so let's just put it on the table here. E.T. is frequently cited as one of the worst video games in history. I got to read a magazine that said that my game was single-handedly responsible for the crash of the video game industry in the early 80s. People are reticent to ask me about it. They think I'm very sensitive about it. You know, oh my God, you did the worst video game of all time. You know, don't you want to hide? And it's like, no.
Howard Scott Warshaw. He was a video game programmer for Atari in the early 80s. He made some of the most beloved games for the Atari 2600.
I made Yar's Revenge, then I followed that with Raiders of the Lost Ark. I had had two very successful games, both million sellers. I truly believed everything I touched, hopefully, was going to turn to gold because I was going to put everything I had into it.
One fateful day, Howard received a call from the CEO of Atari, asking him if he wanted to take on their highest profile game ever, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And I said, we definitely can do that.
But there was one major caveat.
It had to be something that related to the movie, and it had to be doable in 5 weeks. I mean, I had 5 weeks to do the game. So I was working all the time. E.T. was gonna be a basic puzzle game with some challenges that you run around to solve, and if I redistribute the pieces among enough different random places, it makes a fresh challenge each time around. And bingo.
When it was released, E.T. was an immediate success, selling over a million copies. But a few months later, things started to turn.
Retailers are starting to find that the game is not moving. It's coming back. A lot of people are disappointed with it.
Because of the poor planning and tight production schedule, Howard failed to catch a fundamental flaw in the game's design.
There are too many times where you make a move, you do something, and suddenly you wind up somewhere else. Now suddenly you're somewhere else, and there's too many places in E.T. where the user is disoriented. And that's a sin of which I am guilty, and I have been serving penance.
Shortly after E.T.'s release, the video game crash was in full swing. Disappointing sales and mismanagement forced Atari to restructure. And to hide its shame, Atari buried the unsold game cartridges in the middle of the desert, where they would never, ever be found. During the turmoil, Howard left the gaming industry for good. He didn't think too much about E.T. until nearly a decade later, and on April 26, 2014, he was part of an unusual scene, something like a wildly out-of-place tailgate party. People lined up with folding chairs, sun hats, beverages, in the middle of the New Mexico desert. Did you believe that they were games buried in the desert?
I never believed that. Why would a company that's strapped financially and is really failing and having a lot of trouble staying afloat, why would they spend extra money to go into the desert and bury something that supposedly is so worthless? They'd want to throw it away. That doesn't make any sense at all, right? I mean, that's just nonsense.
So Howard was a skeptic, but others in the crowd...
I think they believed it, and they were there because they wanted to see it. They wanted to see it come up out of the ground.
So Howard and the rest of the expectant crowd gather around the dump, which is now a dig site. Hundreds of video gamers are there, wearing all their favorite E.T. gear. There are reporters and even a documentary film crew. The dig begins. After 6 hours of digging, through 3 decades worth of trash...
out comes an E.T. cartridge, a kind of crushed, very damaged E.T. cartridge.
In the end, the excavation team unearthed a total of 1,178 Atari game cartridges, enough to confirm that Atari had actually buried its games in a giant desert pit.
I looked around. I thought, this is awesome. This is so awesome. Because something I did, you know, a few thousand lines of code that I had written over 30 years ago is still generating all this excitement. In that moment, I felt a tremendous sense of satisfaction in that I had really created something that meant something to a lot of people, and that meant something to me. Okay, so let's just put it on the table here. E.T. is frequently cited as one of the worst video games in history. I got to read a magazine that said that my game was single-handedly responsible for the crash of the video game industry in the early 80s. People are reticent to ask me about it. They think I'm very sensitive about it. You know, oh my God, you did the worst video game of all time. You know, don't you want to hide? And it's like, no.
Howard Scott Warshaw. He was a video game programmer for Atari in the early 80s. He made some of the most beloved games for the Atari 2600.
I made Yar's Revenge, then I followed that with Raiders of the Lost Ark. I had had two very successful games, both million sellers. I truly believed everything I touched, hopefully, was going to turn to gold because I was going to put everything I had into it.
One fateful day, Howard received a call from the CEO of Atari, asking him if he wanted to take on their highest profile game ever, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And I said, we definitely can do that.
But there was one major caveat.
It had to be something that related to the movie, and it had to be doable in 5 weeks. I mean, I had 5 weeks to do the game. So I was working all the time. E.T. was gonna be a basic puzzle game with some challenges that you run around to solve, and if I redistribute the pieces among enough different random places, it makes a fresh challenge each time around. And bingo.
When it was released, E.T. was an immediate success, selling over 1 million copies. But a few months later, things started to turn.
Retailers are starting to find that the game is not moving. It's coming back. A lot of people are disappointed with it.
Because of the poor planning and tight production schedule, Howard failed to catch a fundamental flaw in the game's design.
There are too many times where you make a move, you do something, and suddenly you wind up somewhere else. Now suddenly you're somewhere else, and there's too many places in E.T. where the user is disoriented. And that's a sin of which I am guilty, and I have been serving penance.
Shortly after E.T.'s release, the video game crash was in full swing. Disappointing sales and mismanagement forced Atari to restructure. And to hide its shame, Atari buried the unsold game cartridges in the middle of the desert, where they would never, ever be found. During the turmoil, Howard left the gaming industry for good. He didn't think too much about E.T. until nearly a decade later, and on April 26, 2014, he was part of an unusual scene. Something like a wildly out-of-place tailgate party. People lined up with folding chairs, sun hats, beverages, in the middle of the New Mexico desert. Did you believe that they were games buried in the desert?
I never believed that. Why would a company that's strapped financially and is really failing and having a lot of trouble staying afloat, why would they spend extra money to go into the desert and bury something that supposedly is so worthless? They'd want to throw it away. That doesn't make any sense at all, right? I mean, that's just nonsense.
So Howard was a skeptic, but others in the crowd...
I think they believed it, and they were there because they wanted to see it. They wanted to see it come up out of the ground.
So Howard and the rest of the expectant crowd gather around the dump, which is now a dig site. Hundreds of video gamers are there, wearing all their favorite E.T. gear. There are reporters and even a documentary film crew. The dig begins. After 6 hours of digging, through 3 decades worth of trash...
out comes an E.T. cartridge, a kind of crushed, very damaged E.T. cartridge.
In the end, the excavation team unearthed a total of 1,178 Atari game cartridges, enough to confirm that Atari had actually buried its games in a giant desert pit.
I looked around. I thought, this is awesome. This is so awesome. Because something I did, you know, a few thousand lines of code that I had written over 30 years ago is still generating all this excitement. In that moment, I felt a tremendous sense of satisfaction in that I had really created something that meant something to a lot of people, and that meant something to me.